Okay. Okay, so let's try to finish up this Tosfos. So on Chafei Amun Aleph in Sanhedrin. All right. So the Ri is going to the Ri has his own kashya on Rabbi Yonatan, and he holds that Rashi makes more sense. So he says. Yeah. Al Kain near Lari Iker Kapirish Rashi. Okay, now we gotta keep the cheshbon straight. Okay. So he holds Rashi makes the most sense. So he just now he wants to resolve the kashas that were left on Rashi. Okay. So let's just review quickly. So Rashi says that if it's biyado, that makes it an asmachta. The more biyado, the more asmachta. Right. And if it's not biyado, then it is not an asmachta. Then it's not an asmachta. The two primary cases. The gambling is not biyado, and that's a good point of the way we're learning. Rashi's saying it's because it's not biyado. But if a guy makes a guarantee, I'm going to come back with my shtar, or I'm going to work the field, and he sets up, I'm going to pay you $1,000 if I don't. That, Rashi says, since it was biyado, he's so mech alo dover, the sover calls that biyado laso sumereisher ki masni adaita de lo yov le lasmachta ka masni. The Torah of the sover lo yovo li dekach. So when it's biyado, he doesn't think it's ever going to happen. Because he's not really, he doesn't think the condition will ever occur. Because it's in his control. Right? When he says, if I don't bring back my shtar, then I'm going to pay you double. He doesn't think he's ever going to fail to bring back the shtar. Okay. So that's Rashi. But the problem that Rabbeinu Tam says is that in Ezehu Neshech, the Gemara has two cases over there too. Right? One case is where the person goes and the person says, I'm going to buy wine for you. Give me money and I'm going to go down and buy wine. Okay? And if I don't, I'll give you wine at a good value. So the Gemara says if he fails to go and get the wine, he doesn't have to pay. Because it was nasmachta. Okay? And the Gemara says, why? Because that was not biyado. Because he can't be sure that people will sell him wine. Right? And the Gemara says, but if he says, I'll work the field, and if I don't, I'll give you a good profit, that is not an asmachta, because that is biyado. Okay? So, it's just basically a problem that's a steer. Rashi saying biyado is an asmachta, and that Gemara saying biyado is not an asmachta. Okay, Rashi saying not biyado is not an asmachta, and that Gemara saying not biyado is an asmachta. Okay? So, we have to take care of both cases. The biyado and the not biyado. Yeah?
What's the case again where they hold that if it is biyado, it's not an asmachta?
If it is biyado, it is not. That's when he says, I'm going to work your field for you, and if I don't, I'll pay you a good profit.
Because of course he thinks he's going to work your field.
That is not an asmachta. If he says, I'm going to work your field for you, and if I don't, I'll give you a good profit. That is not an asmachta, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, because it was biyado. But, okay. All right, we'll see. Let's take a look. Ready? So he said like this. V'i kasha lo me'ahi de'ezehu neshech ki de'pirish le'el tiritzachi. So I'll give the answer like this. Shani hosom. Right, it's a very wordy tosis. Shani hosom. That case is different. Which is that case? That's the case where he says, I'll work the field for you, and if I don't, I'll give you a good profit. Shehu divadei davashu biyado mamish legamri. Something that is actually completely in his control. Kigon im ovir velo yavid, eshalim b'meitva. That if he, like the case, I'll work your field, and if I don't, I'll give you a profit. Dehasam biyado laasos. he can do it. So it's just a matter of not being lazy, a matter of getting up in the morning and plowing the field and planting and all the rest. Velo gozim nami, but now the re adds in the key element. And he's also not exaggerating. What does he mean by that? Shesoverhu shekach hifsit chavero im lo yashlim tano. So that's what the re is entering into this equation. He's saying you got to look at two things, right? We started discussing it last, I don't know when it was. But you got to look at two things, right? You got to look at the condition, and you have to look at the consequence, okay? The condition and the consequence. So he's saying over here, the condition is completely in his hands, okay? Because it's a matter of doing the work. Okay, and the consequence is not an exaggeration. What does he mean? It's not an exaggeration. He says shesoverhu shekach hifsid chaveru im lo yashlam tano. He says, here's the deal. I'm gonna work the field for you, and if I don't, I'll give you a good profit. I give you a good profit that you would have made. So that makes sense in his mind. He says that really is the consequence of my not working, is that he's losing a good profit. So he's setting up a reasonable scheme over here. He's setting up a reasonable condition. Saying, people do this all the time. Right? You go into a business venture, and you say, I'll guarantee you a profit. Right? Kimo im yishalim b'meitva. That's what it means. I'll pay you a good price. Ubahi vaday gomer makni. That's definitely... He definitely concludes and makes the kinyan. Velo choshev asmachta. It's not an asmachta. The omer belibo olay l'shalem. Listen to this. He says in his heart, it's on me to pay. Vaday min adin masha biyadi lasos velo asisi. It's right. It's just for me to pay for what I could have done and didn't do. That's just. That's the case of im Ovid im Avir velo Ovid Shalem b'meitava. That's what he's calling. It's biyado mamish legamri. Why is it not an asmachta if it's biyado mamish legamri? Like Rashi says, biyado is an asmachta, because he's setting up a well-calculated consequence that perfectly matches up with the condition. Oval. Hecha digozim. But when he exaggerates, Avagav dahavi biyodo mamash legamri, even though it's the same thing, it's biyodo mamash legamri. Kigonim over velo yavi deshalim alfa zuzi. Mikoma kom kevin digozim vadai havi guzma. The masne l'shalem elef zuz bishvil karka achas. That's definitely a guzma, to make a condition to pay 1,000 zuz for one piece of property. No property could generate that much profit. Vadei choshev asmachta. So let's take his first answer. So his first answer is what? When Rashi says biyado mamish legamri is an asmachta, that's not necessarily true. That's one element. That's the condition. Okay. In order for it to be an asmachta, it not only has to be. It's not only that it's biyado mamish lasos legamri, but that the consequence that he sets up is disproportional to the condition. There's no relationship between the condition and the consequence. So if there is no relationship between the condition and the consequence, like he says, the simplest thing is the same exact case, right? You just change the consequence. Guy can say one of two things. I want to be your sharecropper. And I promise you I'm going to do my work. And if I don't, either he says I'll pay you a good profit, or I'll give you $1 million. So one of those two things, okay? So we say, if he says, I'll give you a good profit, that's not an asmachta. And if he says, I'll pay you $1 million, that is an asmachta. Okay, but what's the concept over here, right? What's the svar? So what is biyado? What does he mean that? So what does Rashi mean though when he says over he says it's a it's an exaggeration? Yeah, biyado knows he's now he's saying it's biyado plus exaggeration that really equals a smachta. In other words, let's try to stick with our original svar. I don't want to have to change our original svar really. Original svar was why is it a smachta when it's biyado legamri? Is because like Rashi says. He's somech al dover. He is a somech al lo dover, right? The sover ki ze biyadi lasos. He thought I could do it, right? Ume reisha ki masni adaita de lo yohev le. He didn't make a condition to give the guy money. That was just lasmachta kamasni. That was just to get the guy to rely on him. The toa v'sover lo yovo lidekach. Right? So the Ri is adding in an interesting thing. He's saying like this. He's saying, what makes it an asmachta? What makes something an asmachta? Yeah. What makes the biyado an asmachta? Let's take the biyado side. When you don't mean it. Okay, good. Well, you don't mean it. So he's saying what? You can look at the way he's setting up the consequence, whether he means it or not. In other words, what the Ri is saying is like this. I think what the Ri is saying is like this. We have to evaluate. A smachta means when the person is proposing, like we were saying initially, he's proposing a condition that doesn't exist, that doesn't have a reality. So you can't say that if in his mind the condition is not true, is not a reality, then there's no gemiras das on a non-reality. So when it's biyado legamri, Rashi was saying he doesn't ever think it's going to occur. The condition is totally up to him. He certainly doesn't want to have to pay. So in his mind, he's not making an agreement on a real condition. He says if I don't come back, I'll pay double. The not coming back is not really a reality to him, okay? But what the Ri is adding is like this. He's saying you have to analyze from the situation whether he's treating that condition as a reality or not. The Ri is saying if in the Tanai he correlates the condition to an actual logical consequence, then he is establishing it as a reality. In other words, as long as in the deal, the problem with biyado and asmachta is that we'll say the reality of the occurrence, to him there's no reality of that occurrence. But if in the very structure of the consequence, he is treating the condition as an actual in a true valid way, then we say he is giving it by its consequence. He's really giving it he's establishing it as a reality. In other words, you can't say he's talking about it like a it has to be that in the deal he's treating it. You can see from the deal that he's not treating it as a true possibility, but if in the structure of the Tanai itself, he makes the condition and the rational, consequence of that condition, then we have to say he is actually treating it and analyzing it and calculating it. And we can't say he's just mentioning it as a as a farce. In other words, the thing is that if we can show that he's treating it like a true thing, then we can't say that in the context of this, it was to him a lo davar. Has to be able to say that he was a somech al lo davar. But if he establishes it, and he says, and if this condition occurs, I'll give you what logic would demand it occur. Were you to consider it real, then memela, that means that you're considering it like a real thing. That's what the Ri is trying to express. The guy says, he's gomer umakni. Why? Because he says, belibo, olai l'shalem vaday min adin. It doesn't really mean vaday min adin, because he didn't make this condition, he wouldn't have to pay. But it means to say that you can see the way he's relating to that condition. He's relating to it as a fair, he's relating to the consequences as a fair, as a just redress to the failure of the condition. So that means in his framework, he's already giving it like a an element of reality. He's saying if this were to occur, then that would be the proper response. So you can't say he has to be able to say for asmachta that he's treating it like a lo davar. You don't talk about a lo davar. There's no such thing as a fair consequence for a lo davar. So it has to be from the whole setup that it indicates that the condition is not an actuality in his mind. He gives it's preposterous, and he gives a preposterous condition. But once he's giving it a rational condition, that means to say he's really treating it like a rational element. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, we say Dvarim Shebelevi and Dvarim, but that means we don't go into the guy's mind and ask him, what he was thinking at the time. But obviously, Dvar Shebelev is the whole thing. Gomer Umakni is what you need. So we have to use what he says to try to define. So the point is like this: for Rashi saying an asmachta means when you introduce a condition that has no that you're not treating as a reality. That's a lo davar. When you introduce a hischaivus on a condition that's not being treated as an actuality, okay? Like a guy says, I'll give it to you when pigs fly, and someone genetically engineers a flying pig, that would be an asmachta, right? Our Yonah's already working on it. That would be an asmachta. That would be an asmachta, right? Because in his mind, that's a nonsensical condition. Okay. But over here, it's a consequence. He's saying, look, if I don't work your field, let's think about it rationally. What would be the consequence? You would lose money. So now I'm telling you, if I don't work this field, then I'll give you the money. So no, it's not a matter of whether the person thinks it's going to happen necessarily or not. It's a matter of whether he is defining and treating actual things that in his mind actually have a reality. Now, is it a true condition? If something is just in his mind not possible, it's not a true condition. But once he says, let's think about the consequences here and assigning a fair consequence to this condition, then memela, he's entering this as an actual as a calculated consequence of the condition. So memela, he's treating the condition as a davar. Of course he doesn't want it to happen. Of course that's not his intention. But did he structure a deal with based on reality, or is he making a consequence, or is he making some condition, is he making a non-reality a condition? It has to be that there's an element of, the condition has to have an element of reality. Nasmachta means when it's an absolutely a low davar to him. So the Ri is saying you have to analyze from the consequence whether he's treating the condition as a reality, as a real thing. If the condition is assigned a guzma, then it shows you he's just treating the condition as a it's a farce to him. But if it's a calculated, streamlined, appropriate consequence, then you can't say the condition to him is just a non-reality, because there's no such thing as a rational consequence of a non-reality. Rashi, that was more like the, you know, in terms of the way Rav Sheshis learns, we don't care about the outcome anymore. We only care about agreeing to the terms. The problem was that one of the terms was a non-reality. So now the Ri is saying all you have to do is give a reality to the term. By assigning it a rational consequence, you've given it a reality. You understand?
Anyway, it shows that the guy really.
Right, it shows he relates to it as an actual possibility, as an option, so to speak. Right. Then his Gemir's Das can attach to the whole thing. Correct. Is that his intended result? No, of course it's not what he wants to happen. But did he agree to actual terms? Yes, because he validated it by giving it a reality, giving it an actual consequence. Okay, that's the biyada side. But Rashi said, but Rashi had two problems. One was he was saying biyado is an asmachta, and Nakamura was saying biyado is not. So now we've gotten that answer. It depends on how he's treating the biyado. Whether he's treating it like a reality or like an impossibility. But Rashi also said when it's not biyado, like the gambling, it is not an asmachta, and the Gemara over there says, this is the more difficult side really, that when you promise to buy something and you fail, since it was not biyado, it is an asmachta. So again, the gambling Rashi says not biyado and is not an asmachta. I promised to buy something for you, and the Gemara says it's not biyado, and that's why it is an asmachta. So is not biyado asmachta or not? So he says it like this. Umiyu kasha dahacha mashma de davar de lohavi biyado lav asmachta gomesachik bekuvia. So our case over here. V'yafagav degozim. Got that straight? In other words, here's the important point. He's saying, now on the not the other side, we don't care about the gozim.
We don't care about
right. The exaggeration. Why is it an exaggeration?
It's never an
exaggeration. The Masachik Bekubia, at least.
Oh.
Right. Masachik Bekubia, we say, is not biyado and is not an asmachta, even though it's a guzma. Why is it a guzma?
You don't
want to
part with your money at all.
No. Why is it a guzma? When he says, I'll bet you that my dice come up, the dice come up sevens.
It's a crazy bet. It's always a guzma?
Yeah, always a guzma.
Really?
Because you have no reason to think it will.
No. Because there's no rational consequence of paying somebody any amount of money because dice turned up a certain number.
That's good. Why is it a guzma?
That's what guzma means. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, it's based on the last svara that Rashi says what makes it the way he was defining the two cases of the field. When he makes a rational consequence, that's not called guzma. He says, look, if I don't work the guy's field, he'll lose profit. So if I promise him profit, that's not guzma, because it's fair. Exactly, it's fair. So now it shows you I'm treating the condition like a true thing. But if I say I'll pay you $1 million for not working your quarter acre property, that's obviously guzma, because there's no relationship between what the condition does and an effect on you. Now when I throw out sevens, what happens to you, Markowitz? Anything? I mean, you get. What do you say?
It's a good feeling.
Gets a good feeling. So that good feeling, you should owe me money. But there's no rational consequence. There's no consequence of the sevens and my having to pay you money. So that's always guzma. So not biyado by the gambling, even though it's guzim, is considered a kinyan. Right? Umay shno me'ahi dechamra dezul shefut dechashvin anasmachta mehay taimo. And that's really a kasha. Because when the guy says, I promise you to buy the wine, And if I don't, I'll give it to you at the best possible price. That is rational, right? That is rational. That's a rational assessment of what he caused the guy to lose. And since, but since it's not biyada, we say it isn't asmachta. So how? So it's a real cash over here. When it's not biyada by the gambling, even though it's no, there's no connection rationally between the money and the event, then we say it's not an asmachta. It's a good kinyan. But if I promise a guy I'm going to go to the market, I'm going to go to the market and get you wine at a good price. And if I don't, I'll give you wine at a good price anyway. Then we say it isn't asmachta. I mean, based on what we were saying before, it's reversed now. Before the guzmo was a killer, and the rational consequence was good, and now we don't care. Now guzma is good and rational is out, and as long as it's not biyado. Okay.
Why is that not biyado?
Which one? The wine? Ah, why is it not biyado?
Because
they might not have it. Or they might not like your face and decide not to sell it to you. Who knows? Okay. It means to say there's no reason. It means to say there's no reason. Whatever reason, it's up to somebody else. It's up to somebody else's decision. You can't make somebody sell you something. It's true, that's their business. In all likelihood, they'll sell it to you. But, so it's like this. Umikomakom lo kasha midi. Yeah. So in some yeshivas, this would be a big question. Well, I mean, it's a good question, no? Lo kasha midi. What does he mean by that? This is not a question at all. It's not even, it doesn't even need an answer. It's just not a question.
He's
going to
answer
that. Why? That's the wine case, right? Mishum shezeh someich olav. Let's get this straight, okay? Why is that definitely an asmachta? Mishum shezeh someich olav. Who's someich on who? That was the person who's giving you the money is relying on you, right? That's the deal. You give me money, I'm going to go buy the wine for you. I don't have the money, right? So now you're relying on me to do it. And look, there's only a certain amount of money, so by giving it to you, I'm not giving it to someone else. So there's an opportunity cost. So, Mishum Davi Dover Shebiyado. Shemotzin Yayin Limkor. So why do I rely on you? Because I think you can do it. It's in your control. Right?
So the smart was going on the guy giving it to him?
Yeah, the guy giving it to him. Okay. I think. Let's see. Vinira kasmachta kitsas. It seems a little bit like an asmachta. Afagav delogazim, even though it's not an exaggeration. Deshema lo yirtzu acherim limkor lo. Maybe people won't want to sell it to him. Vehilkach afagav delogazim, even though there's no exaggeration, because I'm promising you a consequence, a rational consequence of not buying you the wine, is that you don't have the wine, so my promise is I'll give you wine. Kevan delav biyadohu legamri. Lo gomar umakni lechavre. Since I know it's not completely in my control, so the chance that they just won't want to sell me wine. I guess he means no one's there. I don't know why was on. So then I don't give you a kinyan. Aval hacha gabi masachik bekubio delav biyadahu klal. We all know it's not in our control at all. Afagav de gozim. Even though he's exaggerating with the condition of his game, mikomakom gomar makni. That, but he still has full gemir das. Dekevan shu yodeya shein biyadu larviach viaduahu. Now he keeps going on and on. Sheechad mehem yarviach. Since he knows that it's not in his control to profit, and it's known that one of them will profit. Vadai lo niskavein lehasmich chavero al dover she'eno. He certainly is not trying to trick his friend to rely on something that isn't. Ela gomer umakne. Lekach ki aigavno vaday lava smachtai. Now he goes back. Avalhad ashalim alpha zuzim. Why is he going back to that case? De gozim vegam biyodul hashlam tano yesh lanu lomar sheneskavin lahasmich ulahatos chavero. Then we can say he was trying to fool him. Havi asmachta mishum de guzma ka'omar. Velo gomer umakne. Umastaver dilochi gozimu. Gozim. That's why he exaggerated. Shu sover vadai shi yavdenu. He thought he would definitely do it. Va'oche biyadu. It's like, why is he bringing that whole thing back again? He already finished the guzma, the biyado. He gets into the question of Mesachik Bekubia, and then he takes a turn and comes back like he didn't explain the guzma part enough. All right, so this needs a little work. But it sounds like he's saying, let's just get the simple shot. It sounds like he's saying, what does he mean by asmachta? It means to say where I am trying to get you to rely on me. But I myself, isn't that what it sounds like he's saying with the wine case? I'm trying to get you to rely on me, and you rely on me because you think it's in my control. Why shouldn't I do it? I want to make a profit too. But I'm not fully really committing to it because I know there's an outside chance that it won't work. Not to my fault, but because of someone else's fault. But by the gambling, we all know that it's absolutely in nobody's control. He's trying to make he's trying to say when it says it's not biyado over there by the wine case, it doesn't mean it's not biyado legamri. The problem is that that it's mainly biyado. In other words, there's a little bit of a language problem in these gemaras, right? When it says it's not biyado by the wine, it doesn't mean it in the same way as by the gambling, right? By the gambling, it's not biyado legamri, you could say. It's completely not biyado. Everybody knows it's not biyado. That is the very deal, that it's not biyado. Right? Then, it's good. But by the wine case, it's only a little bit not biyado. But you primarily relate to it as biyado. Right? You mainly think, look, if I were to ask you, who is it up to buy wine? I would say it's up to you to go to the store and buy it. Ah, but really, it's up to him to sell it to you. Yeah, but we're not thinking about that. Nobody's really thinking about that. At least that's not the main element that you think about. If I would say to you, what is necessary for you to go and get wine? You'd say for you to go and pick yourself up and go to the store. Right? But in reality, it also has to do with the guy will be willing to sell it to you. Right? So he's saying that's the problem. There's sort of like an overestimation of your control in the system, and when in reality it's not really in your control. Now, it's not the element of not biyado that makes it an asmachta. It's the fact that you think it's biyado when it's really not totally biyado. But if we all knew that it was totally not biyado, that would be the deal. Right? I'm not giving a sorry here, but I'm just trying to get the facts straight. And then is he coming up with some, is he coming up with some unified idea in the end? I mean, it sounds like he's trying to tie everything back together into one concept. Might not work out. Exactly. That's a good point, right? In other words, based on what we were saying before, it sounds like he's setting up a rational consequence. So why isn't that a good Kenyan? Why isn't it Gomer Makni? He's saying, look, if I don't get you the wine, you'll be out wine at a good price, because that's where he's going. He's going to like the wine fair. So the wine market. So they used to be the local markets were expensive. You go to the wholesaler, you get a good price. So he's promising him the wine at the good price. So that's a rational consequence. He sets up the conditions. A rational consequence. It should be a good king. So the Gemara says, no. Since it's not biyado, it's an asmachta. That's what the Ri is trying to explain. Why is it not? What does it mean it's not biyado? It means he thinks. See, that's my question. What does he mean, vadai? He says, mishum shezeh somech olav. Who's the zeh? Seems to me like he's saying the guy who's giving you the money is fully relying on you. Right? Because he thinks that you can do it.
What's the condition in this case?
The condition is not getting the wine. And if I don't get you the wine, I'll give it to you myself out of my pocket. I'll buy it at a loss, basically. I'll buy it at the higher price, but I'll give you the quantity at the lower price. So in other words, I'll have to buy, a third extra and give it to you with the money that you gave me. I'll be out myself. But he says, why is it not? Why isn't the guy not really agreeing? He says, Afa gav de lo gozim, de shema lo yirtzu acherim limkor lo. Hilkach afa gav de lo gozim, kevan de la biyodo hu legamri lo gomru makni lechavre. So me, I'm the one who's offering you the deal. Give me the money and I'll buy you the wine. You really trust me. But I, in the back of my mind, say, I'm not fully committing to this deal. Because it's possible when I get there, they won't like me. It's possible when I get there, they're not going to want to sell me wine. So I'm not fully committing. You, of course, are fully committing to me. And that's exactly what I'm trying to get you to do. I'm trying to get you to commit. Give me the money. You do it, because you figure it's up to me, but I am not as sure. So I don't fully, you can't say I'm gomer umakni. Yeah, you know, buy you wine. Let's just make one thing clear, you know, is the deal is different than the im over velo avid. Im over velo avid means the condition is on my labor. Right, I'll actually do the work. Over here, he's saying, I will actually purchase the wine. If the deal was, you know, it's different, right? If the deal was, I'll go and look and try my hardest to get you wine, then that would not be an asmachta. That would be fully biyado. The problem over here is, he's making the condition on the actuality of the procuring of the wine. Right? That result is not biyado. It would be like promising the guy a profit, and I promise you I'll get this much wheat out of the ground. That would be a similar kind of a thing. That's not the right. That's not the case. I'm over v'lo avid. I'm over v'lo avid means I won't do. Here he's saying I won't get. So the re is trying to explain that. But you can't say he has gemiras das on that result. You can't say he really has gemiras das on accomplishing the purchase. Why? Right. I mean the opposite. He doesn't have gemiras das on his failing to procure the wine.
Seems like he does.
Why does he go back? In other words, and what bothers me also is when he comes back to the gambling, he says something that seems out of line with the approach that he was taking up to this point. Where does it go off the rails over here? In other words, all he should have said was, "Aval hocha gabi masachik bekubia vada delav biyadu huklal afal gav de gozin bitznai schok shalom mikom akom gomer makni." That should be the end of the story. But then he takes like a turn. Now he's like telling a new story. He says, "Dekevan shehu yodeya she'en biyad laviach viaduahu she'echad me'am yaviach vade lo neskaven lahasmich chavero al davar she'eno." Where'd that come from? That's like a whole different idea. Elagomer umakna lekach. Lekach ki aygavna vade lavasmachtahi. Oval had ashalem alfa zuzi. Degozim v'gam biyado lahashlem tano yesh lanu lomar dineskavin lehasmich ulahatos chaver. Here he's like starting a whole new way of looking at it now. Sounds like he's trying to take a different approach. As he should have just said, "Look, in the first case, the guy made a mistake. right? They thought it was in his hands, and they forgot about that they need a buyer, they need a seller, right? But in the second case, everything's on the table. Everybody knows exactly it's chance. But then he doesn't. But he doesn't say that exactly. It sounds like he's going to say that, but that's not exactly what he says. He starts taking a whole different track, that they need each other by the gambling, and certainly they know one's going to win, and they definitely are not fooling each other. You know what I mean? It's like a whole different way. It doesn't flow from what it sounds like he's setting up. But that's really his main idea. See, and I think that's what he's trying to express over there. He's trying to say like this. Look, what is really a smachta? What is really a smachta? We'll have to think about it a little bit more. But he's saying that he's trying to give an underlying, he's trying to give a universal definition to a smachta. Okay? Whether it's the case of biyado or not biyado. That's why he brings back in the biyado, and Mover Velo Avid, Shalim Alpha Zuzi. He's trying to show you that they're, up to now he was like picking apart the details of each case, the gears, the inner mechanism of each case. But he's not satisfied with that. He wants to come back. There should be one universal concept of a smachta. Right? It's not an smachta in a biyado case and an smachta in an ain biyado case. It has to be one concept of a smachta. So what is the, maybe we could start with the bigger concept and then work our way back a little bit. What would you say is his bigger concept of a smachta, his generalized formulation of a smachta? That's all mechanism. Because he sounds like in the end, as he sums it up, like this. Yesh lanu lomar diniskaven lehasmich ulahatos chavero. In other words, a smachta means where you're giving the guy an assurance. Okay? A smachta really is an assurance. It's you're trying to get him to rely on you. In other words, the general concept of a smachta is where you're not proposing something as a reality. You're not proposing something. A regular kinyan is there's a certain mutual benefit, like we were talking about the other day. A smachta is where you're just making the proposal so the person trusts you. In other words, what are you trying to buy? You're trying to buy his trust.
He'll give you the money to buy the one, not somebody else.
That's right. Okay. He will rely on you. That's why he goes into the gambling. He says the situation of gambling is not that way. The situation of gambling is we need this mutual agreement for this whole enterprise to work. Can't say that by the gambling each guy is trying to get the other guy to trust him. So he's saying the problem with the smachta is that you're buying something. You are trying to buy something with the smachta. There is something you're trying to get, but it's not commercially available. You're trying to make conditions to procure his trust. So he says it's got to be a mismatch of the two parties. It's got to be that the guy who's agreeing thinks he's getting something more, that you're trying, that you're proposing the thing in order to achieve more than is really possible. So he's saying there has to be a mismatch between the two. So for instance, by the wine case, that's what he's trying to explain. When I propose the wine case to the guy, so he really puts his faith in me. Okay? But I'm really only offering him my what's to my ability, but I'm trying to get him to trust in me in an absolute way. He says, since I know that it's not really possible for me to guarantee this, I'm not really offering the guarantee. Yes. But by the gambling, he's saying it is really a mutual kind of a we are each giving we are each getting what we're trying to achieve. Let's think it over a little bit. Let's put it this way. Let me just put it this way. In other words, let's take the case of the wine, okay? So what's really going on? So what's going on is like this. What am I trying to achieve? What am I trying to achieve? Okay? I want you to fully trust in me to accomplish this goal. Right? But we all know it's not completely up to me, right? But it's 95% up to me, 99% up to me, whatever it is. It's mostly up to me. I want you to completely trust in my ability to procure the wine. So in order for you to completely trust in my ability to procure the wine, I'm going to guarantee the result. But in reality, the guaranteed result is not a consequence of my effort necessarily. I could do everything in my power. I could do the best job possible and still not procure the wine, because it's possible somebody won't want to sell it to me, right? So that condition of the guarantee, he's saying, is really only proposed in order for the person to trust in my ability. But I'm not offering the guarantee as a reality. I'm just trying to induce you to trust in me. In other words, what he's trying to say is you always have to look at what is he proposing and what is he trying to get from that proposal. You understand? He's saying asmachta means where the person is proposing something, not something plus the condition. He's proposing a condition and a consequence, not as a reality that the condition and the consequence are an option. Okay? But more as a way of getting the person to agree to what he's trying to do. Let me put it this way. There's an interesting law in American law in contracts. Okay? Might surprise you. There's a law that you're not allowed to put in a contract a penalty. That means that if I make a contract with you and I say, and if I don't do this, I'll pay a penalty of $1,000, that clause is invalid. And unless we write in the contract that the clauses are severable and, you know, then the whole contract would be invalid. Usually they just strike out that line. Okay. But if I say, this is where lawyers come in, if I say, and if I don't do what I say to do, we both stipulate the damages to you will be $1,000. Then it's good.
Not a penalty.
So in other words, the re seems similar to that kind of an idea. It says you have to look at the term, at the condition and the consequence. If it has the identity of a penalty, you understand? Then it's just saying I'm going to penalize myself. I'm trying to get you to agree to me by proposing some sort of a penalty on myself. That has the nature of asmachta. But if it's set up as a rational consequence, as like a damage for what I'm doing to you, that's not an asmachta. But what about the wine case? That's a little different in the wine case, right? No, that's more like the first case. Im oviv lo avid shalim alfa zuzi or meitav. So meitav is saying, look, we're agreeing these are the damages. Elav zuzi is like a penalty, right? But what I'm trying to say is, even by the wine case, it's like that. Because the condition is, if I don't get you the wine, right, I'll pay the difference. If I don't get the wine, I'll pay the difference, right? But you have to look at the, see what the Ri is saying is, you can't just look at the way it's set up. Because if you look at the way it's set up, you could say, well, not getting the wine, the damage of me not getting you the wine would be that you have to pay a third more for your wine. So if my consequence is, I'll get you the wine at the rock bottom price, that would seem to be a damage, not a penalty, right? But what the Ri is trying to say is, you have to look at the intent of how he's proposing it. You have to look at how he is offering it. If he's offering it as to himself, if he's offering it as a way of getting you to rely on him, okay, then it has that same quality. So over here, I'm trying to get you to believe in my ability. So I'm going to guarantee, meaning I'm going to propose something that's even beyond my ability as a consequence of my failure. But that's not, in a sense, I would say that there's a guzma in this condition, right? There's somewhat of an exaggeration in the condition, because the condition, my promise to you rationally is my effort. But I'm promising an absolute result. You understand? So that is not congruous.
It sounds like it's more in the category of whether it's biyado or not biyado than it's exaggeration or not exaggeration.
That's right. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. He's saying, over here, since it's not biyado, but he's proposing it as an absolute, then it's also as the nature of a smachta.
Not kedim that I should have to pay in that case.
That's right.
Maybe they won't sell it to
me. Exactly. So I'm proposing it shalokadin, exactly. That's the nature of asmachta. That's the nature of guzma. So you'll say, why am I doing it? Not because I want to guarantee you wine, but I want to use that guarantee of wine to get you to rely on me. Right? I'm going to guarantee my results. Why? Because I totally think I can do it. But it's just for, and I want you to believe in me too. So I'm proposing it as a way of getting you to rely on me, not as really the term or the condition, not as really the term of what I'm relying. So you say, you got to look at what I'm trying to get you to, what I'm trying to induce you to. You're saying the deal really is what I have in mind that I'm doing for you. The condition. And then you have to look at the condition. The condition has to be, he's saying it's an asmachta when the condition really exceeds what I think I can do, and it's just really a way of getting you to believe that I'll do what I say. So in other words, my deal here is to go and put my best effort into getting you the wine. That's what I'm promising really to do. That's what my das really is to do. I'm guaranteeing you the result in order for you to believe that I really will do my best. I'm not promising you the result because the deal is I want to promise you wine. I'm using the promise of the guaranteed result to induce you to believe that I will do what I really think I should do. But that's an asmachta. You can't say now that condition is really part of the deal. That condition is like a tool of getting you to agree to the deal. You understand? That's how he's trying to define a smachta. When you propose something not as the etzem of the kinyan, but as like an inducement to the kinyan. So then you have to view it. It depends. So if it's a biyado situation or a not biyado situation, you have to view it. You have to analyze it slightly differently. But ultimately, it reaches the same point. And by gambling, it doesn't have anything to do with that at all, because that's the whole nature of the enterprise. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to say. He's trying to universalize asmachta. I think that's a good universal definition. That's why it's asmachta. You're trying to get him to be somech on you. That's really what the whole idea of asmachta is. Some way of inducing, I guess you can call it a con. A con. Because con, that's confidence. Trying to get the guy to have confidence in you. Okay.